Anyone who's ever been to England knows that one of the sights to see is the changing of the guard in Buckingham Palace. Very exciting. The guy stands there and he doesn't move. And then the next guy comes and he doesn't move. And there are rules. If you study the soldiers, what they're allowed to do, you're not allowed to smile. Like you said, you're not allowed to move. When you walk, you have to walk a certain way. There are rules. What happens if someone interferes, if someone bothers you? What do you go ahead and how do you react? The exact words you're allowed to yell, when you're allowed to pull out your rifle. It's all by the book. Now, a lot of people don't know that these people are real soldiers. You think they're maybe, you know, stomp people, they pull off of the street, and you let them stand there, not really doing anything anyway. It's not true. Most, high majority of them fought in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and then afterwards they move on to this. It's like moving up in the world. But they don't get paid anymore. Their salary is that small salary that they received as soldiers in the army. Nothing special. And then there's the highlight. The highlight is the bear fur hat. Okay, that's like wearing 7 strimals all at once. It's the real thing, and it is a gazillion degrees underneath. Really, really hot. Okay? To the extent that I heard, and then I looked it up, it was quite easy to see. I Googled Buckingham Palace guard faint and immediately got 79,000 responses. And I saw a video. They're all standing there and not moving. We're not talking about in the middle of hardcore training after a trek of miles and miles and miles, and then the guy can't, you know, he can't make. They're just standing there, not moving. And after a minute, you see a guy just collapses. You know, there was a tourist taking a video, and the guy just collapses in the back row, and he's standing next to a guy on his right, next to the guys. There are many people in front of him, on the side of him, and he just falls down, and no one moves. No one moves. I showed it to Rabbi Label. No one moved for a long time. Until finally you see the people walking in the way they're supposed to walk, a little bit faster than usual. They pick him up and they take him away because there's a rule. You're not allowed to touch the guy next to you. Now, I have to assume they knew that he wasn't dead. But it's absolutely incredible. There are these rules. It's extremely painful to be sitting there under that hat. Right? They're schwitzing. It's hot. They're not getting paid any money. Very, very little. Right? So what's the deal? How could people push through such difficulty, such pain? Sometimes they're embarrassed. There are videos of these tourists that just walk up to them and make fun of them and try to get them to laugh. I won't talk about a specific one of them, but it's unbelievable. Why in the world would anyone want to do this? Why do they want to do it? Okay, so in this week's parsha, in Parshas Emor, in the beginning of the Torah, the parsha, the Torah says, "Lo yikrchu karcha berosham ufaase karam lo yigalechu uviv saram lo yisatu sarates." The pasuk says you can't shave a bald spot on your head. You're not allowed to shave the edge of your beard, and you're not allowed to make certain scratches into your flesh. Okay, this is a commandment to the Kohanim. Sefer Vayikra is about the Kohanim. Over here, the Torah specifically starts off, "Vayomer Hashem Moshe Emor la Kohanim b'nei Aaron." It's a commandment to the Kohanim that the Kohanim have to look a certain way. They're not allowed to do certain things to their body. Okay. The interesting thing is that later on in Sefer Devarim, in Parshas Re'eh, in Perek Yidal Pasuk Aleph, the Torah basically says the exact same thing. Banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem, lo tisgo dedu v'lo sasimu karcha b'nei neichem l'meis. Again, the Torah says you're not allowed to do certain things to your body. Same type of Isser. Here it's speaking to all of Klal Yisrael. Not just to the Kohanim. Says the Ramban, why does the Torah repeat itself? Because first the Torah is telling you that the reason you're supposed to look a certain way is specifically because of the Kohen. The Kohen has an exalted status, high level status, he should look a certain way. When the Torah repeats it again in Sefer Devarim, it's coming to tell you that that Kohen status exists in all of the Jewish people. Not just the guy who gets called up for the first Aliyah. It applies to everyone. Like the Pasuk says, at Har Sinai, Hashem said to Bnei Yisrael, "Atem tu li mamlechus kohanim v'goy kadosh." You are a nation of Kohanim. What does that mean? We're all allowed to go up to get the first Aliyah in the Torah? No. But we all internally have a certain status of Kohanim. How does that have a practical ramification? One of them is, just like a Kohen can't do certain things to his body, shave his head, etc., so too Yisrael, because of the Kohen that he has inside him, also has to act a certain way. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Zvachim and Daf Yud Ches that Huna once went to the ruler of the time, and there's a lacha that the avnet, the belt of the Kohen, has to be positioned in a certain place, not in a place too close to his armpit, not too low, it has to be in a certain specific spot. So he went to, Huna once appeared before the king, and the king told him that his belt, no, he wasn't a Kohen wearing the big day kahuna, he was a guy wearing a belt that his pants don't fall down. And his belt was a little too high, he was wearing his pants too high. So the king told him, you got to pull down your belt. Because, and this is what the king said, non-Jewish king, because the Pasuk says, "V'tem til li mamlechus kohanim v'goy kadosh." You, the Jewish people, you're supposed to look a certain way. And there, just like the Kohen has a halach in the Beis HaMikdash that his belt has to be in a certain place, so to you, a regular guy, your belt has to be in a specific place. We're supposed to dress. We're supposed to make ourselves appear in a way that makes us look dignified. In a way that makes us look like Kohanim. That's a halacha. The Minchas Chinuch wonders. The Ramban implies that if a Kohen would shave his head in a certain way, so he would not be allowed to do the service in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Minchas Chinuch says, why? It applies to Yisraelim also. This isn't a Kohen halacha. He says, for example, if a Kohen wouldn't eat kosher, so he wouldn't be allowed to do that vote in the Beis HaMikdash? No. It's only if he violates a Kohen commandment is he not allowed. This is not a Kohen commandment, it applies to everyone. But it's very clear that the Ramban understood that no, it applies to everyone because of the Kohen inside us. It's a Kohen halacha. And that Kohen halacha gets carried over to all the Jewish people. In our appearance, in the way we dress, in the way we look, in the way we speak. All the halachos of the Torah. Sometimes it's difficult for us to be able to keep it. Sometimes we sometimes learning is very, very hard. But we have to persevere. Why? Because we're part of the kingdom of Hashem. We are Lechus Kohanim. We're Kohanim. We have to act that way. Sometimes we forget about who we are. And how do those people, those guards, make it through the day? How do they do it? Because it's so chashuv. They are the guard of the queen. They're the guard of the palace. Okay, so I don't get paid anything. There's no action. Oh, I'm not allowed to smile. I'm not allowed this and this. It's boiling hot in here. But it's worth it. This is so chashuv. I am the guard of the king. I am the guard of the queen. I'm the guard of the palace. And we all that way. Okay, our rule book from our king is different. We have to smile. Okay? We don't have to make ourselves necessarily sweat anything. But we also have a uniform. We also have certain ways that we're allowed to speak. Certain ways that we're allowed to dress. Certain ways that we're allowed to interact. Okay, we also don't get paid like them. But otherwise, it's similar. It's very, very similar. Right? But we don't believe in ourselves in the same way. We don't realize that it's so chashuv. We don't realize when we're out in the street, in the way that we interact with people. Right? This man, many people go out to campuses far away to try to recruit, try to get 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, whatever it is, try to get a bunch of students to learn with them, to grow with them. We're going to be sitting here and 1,000 people are going to walk into our laps in the air conditioning. We're not even going to have to move, right? How are we going to appear to them? How are we going to speak? How are we going to greet them with a smile? It's not just to be nice. We should be smiling because we're the representatives of the king. We're the guardians of the king. We're tremendous. We're chashuv. We have kohanim. I like to say over the Yitzchak Isaac Sher, tremendous gadol, was the son-in-law of the altar of Slobodka. And from a young age, he walked over in a certain hunchback way. And the altar of Slobodka, when they got married, he bought him, as a present, he bought him a pair of glasses. The problem was that the pair of glasses, which was fashionable at the time, had no arms. It was a type of glasses that these pieces over here, I forgot what they're called, they were pinching, they pinched the nose, and that's how it stays on. The problem is that if you're hunchback, and you're walking like this, you know, magnets, it falls right off. So he bought it for him for specifically, because he said that a Yid, a Jew, is supposed to walk around with his head up, with his body up, straight. He's a nobleman. Can't walk, right? The guard at the Buckingham Palace can't walk around like this. So walk like this, right? Same thing. So he bought it, and right away, very quickly afterwards, it fell off and it broke. So he didn't have glasses. So the altar went ahead and bought him the exact same thing again. And he said, you're going to wear it. And after a while, he was able to walk in a different way. But we have to realize we're not walking because we're haughty. We're not acting a certain way because we're the showing off. We're chashuv. We're important. We represent Hashem. And when we believe in that and we think about it, we have to internalize that every single day, that will manifest in every single thing that we do. It will be much easier to work, much easier to learn, much easier to do the mitzvot, it will be enjoyable, we'll be able to influence others, be able to walk around with the simchas achayim. We just have to internalize this idea in the greatest way. We're all kohanim, and that should empower us to become great people.